Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Our pal Rob Pizzola joins us 20 minutes from now. In a couple of minutes, we'll give you our bets for the 4 o'clock games in Major League Baseball. I love the Embiid stuff. He's like, yeah, like he will literally tell anyone, like walking down the street, be like, hey, Joel, how's it going? I don't want to win MVP. Like, thanks.
Okay.
Hope you have a great day also.
It's kind of weird. Just saying
hi, Joel. All right. Yeah, and of course he wants. Who wouldn't want that? I want to win. I don't even play in the league. I want to win MVP. Of course you want that. Duh. I also think like the psychology of the Tim Bontemp straw poll is very funny. Now I know I'm going to try to do my best Trump voice here. I don't think my Trump impersonation is very good. Now I know a lot of people. That is a humble brag. I do know a lot of people in the sports media space. I don't know Tim Bontemps. I don't know him at all. I've never had a conversation with him. Might be the greatest guy on the planet. I have no idea. My sense is that he hates this. Like the betting part of this. This is associated with like sports betting. That is my sense. It is also inarguable that ESPN as an entity has no idea how like big these straw polls are for like content that like people like us put out. If you go to ESPN.com, which I'm like not like strongly suggesting people do, and I'm also telling you what's on there. You don't have to go. It is not listed anywhere on the front page of ESPN.com. You have to click to the NBA page and like it's there on the front of it. It's not even in the headlines part of it. So if like you missed it in the front, your eyes went to the headlines. It's not even listed there. I don't even think they understand like how big a deal this is, because if they did, they would turn this into an absolute, like this is some free advice for ESPN. Do like 7 of these a year for every single award market and turn it in. They should have like him reveal it on Daily Wager. There's some free advice for ESPN. Like they have no clue. And I think Tim Bontemps is like a legitimate journalist, and he's like, I hate the association with betting. I don't know that for a fact. That is just my sense. I could be way off. He might love it.
I mean, if he's doing the straw polls, he can't hate it. I doubt he's doing it like with a gun to his head. You know, like I think he probably likes the power and fame that comes with, like he's known for something. But the betting part of it, I have no idea. Apparently, the markets are all wrong. That's good. So that's great. That's really nice. That's really fun. We're getting into a really fun part of the year too. By fun, I mean just like really stupid, which is we're once the season ends and as we get down to this stretch here, there's this has happened the last couple of years. I'll get shared or linked a Google Doc, and it'll have people who have publicly said who they voted for everything, and it'll start tabulating. So we actually know like before it's announced. Kind of like exactly this happened last year, and then the first like 20 votes came in and they were all Jokic, and everyone was like, oh, like he's just gonna win, like that's gonna happen. So those are already starting to creep out here a little bit, even though we have a few games left, in terms of people saying like I'm voting for this person or I'm voting for this person, people that have votes. So that'll be something that I'll follow probably for the next like several weeks intermittently. I won't be like betting a lot on it probably, because we won't get a lot of the markets will close pretty soon. And we're into that season, which is just I'm pretty done with until next NBA season, and I'll be in again.
What would you call it? It's like one word and then SZN season. So this is what season?
It's like announcement season, or like it's like announcement season, vote season,
voter season. It would have to be
voter season. Yeah. It's voter season. It's definitely voter season too. Any NBA content. This is, and to your point, like the straw poll doesn't just drive our content, drives like everything that's out there. I mean, when Jokic was ahead by so much on the last one, it drove like all content about basketball for a month, basically. Just that poll. So, I mean, yeah, to your point, I agree with you.
Can I ask a really important question as it involves voter season?
Voter season.
I had the important question. Rigged?
fake news.
What if it came out that the Bontemps poll was Tatum won MVP?
Fake news.
He's like, told you the betting markets had no idea. Told you.
He missed the playoffs. Right. Bontemps just fabricating voters. Nah, man, they all voted. It's Embiid and Jokic. It's a dead heat.
I'm trying to think of what, like, the funniest, like, outcome here is for, like, Bontemps turning heel and being like, yep, made it all up. Like,
Donovan Mitchell.
Like, told you didn't know anything betters. All right.